Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is a really, really scary story to start out with in the morning. There's a 9-year-old in Kansas City, Kansas, who was trapped in his bedroom when a drunk driver crashed through the wall and trapped him under a Jeep. The kid walked away with minor injuries, but has a message for this driver.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here. Nice. He trapped me under that Jeep for over an hour. And my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Basically, my bunk bed's destroyed. My dresser is destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
Wow. I love this kid.
He's salty, but I get it.
Well, yeah.
What the flip?
Yeah, if you are under a Jeep.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I understand why he is, but it's just hilarious to hear him.
Yeah.
This kid's the best. He needs to just, like, describe anything in life.
Yeah, this kid's
dude,
awesome.
Dude, did you see the picture, though? That Jeep is, like, fully inside that house.
Yeah, dude, that's, you know, it's you see the go-slow signs that people put up sometimes in the neighborhood. This didn't, not to this severity, didn't happen, but my buddy just had somebody just plowed into his yard and almost destroy a fence. Like, they just drove over his grass and everything and then just backed out and took off. But you're just like, wow, dude, this guy must have been trashed because, you know, I've been to this guy's place and there's no way you do that unless you're trashed.
Yeah, and in this situation, it happened 2 a.m. And yeah, what a, I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, dude, that sucks.
I remember we saw that other video, it was a week or so ago that that person took the turn too fast and they like plowed through somebody's backyard and through their pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the flip?
What the flip? The kid's right.
I love that kid. Austin's like, it's your fault. I hope that's a wake-up call for that guy. Well, you're getting called out by a 9-year-old.
I think, you know, if they figure out who this dude is, you're done. You don't drive anymore.
Well, I think they figured it out. I mean, he's there.
Yeah. Well, then perfect. So if they got the guy, perfect. Then that guy shouldn't drive anymore.
Oh,
that guy's done. I don't think he get the. You don't get a chance. When you got a 9-year-old trapped under your vehicle, you're done.
I mean, I'm glad the kids are. Apparently, he lost his dad back in January, and he said that you know he was just like there thinking of his pops, and that was his guardian angel throughout all this.
Whoa, that's even
He's watching YouTube 1 minute at night, and then so he was up when all this went down.
Wow. So this has got a kid's up at 2 a.m. at 9 years old, huh?
Well, yeah, he's watching. You know, I was guilty of that myself. Might have been trying to call radio stations at midnight.
All right. So this is what the kids got to look forward to. We should send him a video of you and go, here's your future, kid. Don't worry about it. Your life's going to get brighter.
I guess he was upset that his PS4 was destroyed, and he wants to replace it with an Xbox. But the insurance will only cover the PS4. I got a feeling that somebody's probably buying the kid an Xbox by now.
Oh, I love this kid.
Yeah.
Heck, I'd buy him an
Xbox.
He's
looking to upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. What the flip?
What the flip? Oh, man, that kid's adorable. I mean, and he sounds like a younger me, you know. And I love that he used the flip. He knew that. Oh, you know what? I'm on TV. I'm gonna say what the flip.
And the guy was driving so fast that the family's doorbell camera wasn't able to pick up the video footage of him when he hit the house. That's just awful. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. And this could have been a way worse story.
It surely could. You can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It's intense.
If I was a reporter, I think I might have asked him, though, hey, all right, the cameras are off. What curse words did you say? Because he said he cursed at him a bunch. And I doubt he said, what the flip.
Yeah. But good for him that he was able to say, what the flip, to the reporter.
That's probably how he talks in front of his mom.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one of those ones where it's like, okay, don't say the bad words in front of mom.
Man, dude lost his dad, and then a car comes in and almost wrecks him and destroys his room. I think I would tell this kid, you're getting all your bad luck out of the way now. Right. I mean, dude, I feel like your life's going to be amazing because look what's getting out of the way now. The coin flips 50% of the time. That's how I look at it. This kid's going to have a great future.
By the time you hit 10, everything's going
to
go up.
Oh, it's got to, right?
I hope.
I mean, look, you stay at the table long enough, you know what I mean? I mean, in the 50-50 game, you should do okay.
Well, I mean,
I don't
want to be the party pooper, but I mean, 50-50, you can still flip, you know, tails 100 times.
What the flip, Rev? But if you stay for 200 times, guess what? You're going to get back to heads again.
Maybe once. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There's no guarantee of that.
Yeah.
It's 50-50. If you're in the game long enough time, it will average out. That's how averages work.
All right, Vicky, you need to flip a coin 200 times. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then flip it.
Can I use an app?
I was going to say, do you even have a coin on you?
Yeah.
Probably. No.
Okay. You just shut yourself off. But yeah,
I was trying to find a coin, BJ.
Her bad luck. Look at this. Bad luck she's got.
I love that when she went to grab her phone, her other hand just turned the microphone off.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I can't do two things at once.
Multitasking.
She's a professional.
What the flip?
What the flip? We got a dude that got arrested, and how he got arrested, oh man, it's tragic. It was just because he was trying to heat up a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Come on. Let the man have his Hot Pocket. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and today's the day that we all need. Today is National Burger Day.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Time to get yourself a burger.
Ooh,
where are you going, weekend, Danny?
I'm going to go to Coastline Burgers in West Seattle.
What about you, Rev?
I'm getting spanked a Spanky Burger.
Nice. Wow. Vicky?
I'm going to Five Guys, get some Five Guys.
Get some Five Guys in you, huh?
In my mouth.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
BJ, where are you going to get a
burger?
Look,
there's a lot of great places, but I just had a Dick's Deluxe, and it was so good, so I will go there. Yeah,
fine. If you're going to go there, I'm going to go national, baby. Yeah. I'm going to Burger King, getting myself a Whopper.
Okay.
Dude, amazing.
I can't argue with that.
And the reason why I bring that up is because, well, even though I'm a Taylor Swift fan,
yeah,
I'm also a fan of the Whoppers. And apparently you can't be both these days, guys.
Well, I don't understand. What?
This is the dumbest story ever, but I love it. Because Taylor Swift fans are upset with Burger King. Some even complaining and demanding that Burger King is canceled.
Oh, not this canceling. No, please.
All because of a tweet. Somebody tweeted at Burger King and said, I guess they tweeted at all the fast food places. And they said, I need to know. what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? And Burger King's Twitter account responded with, the one about her ex.
That's so funny.
I think most people got the joke, because really every song that Taylor Swift has written is about one of her exes. So, I mean, you can really just go with any of them. But there are some Swifties out there that are not very happy, and they're like complaining at Twitter, or complaining at Burger King. I'm never going to eat there again, man. They're very protective of Taylor Swift, guys.
It is amazing, like, some of the fanatical people of any group, just how insane they are.
Yes.
It really, you know, and I'm not going to single out Swifties, because I know some people in the world that I travel in and the stuff that I love, the fanatics of that world. Oh, man.
Well, fortunately, as a wrestling fan, there are no crazy wrestling fans.
Oh, that's a good point.
Stay off of Twitter if you want to believe me.
I should really then become a wrestling fan to have, you know, stable fan base. Yeah.
Dude, everyone's, I'm just like, I think it's social media just reminds you that not everybody thinks like you do.
No.
And some just get a little worked up over the dumbest stuff. I thought it was pretty funny. And I also love Wendy's, because they chimed in as well, but they actually gave a song title. And they went with I Knew You Were Trouble, which is a great Swift song.
Yeah.
Is about one of her exes.
Yeah. I thought it was about her fans.
You know, apparently so. So there you go. Enjoy Burger King. Oh, not Burger King Day. Just Burger Day.
Burger Day. Wow, Burger King Day. Look at you. Okay.
Hey, we're going to barbecue some burgers tonight, though.
Are you really?
Nice. Well, some vegan ones, you know, Beyond Meat. But it's a burger.
Yeah, Beyond Meat's good.
Oh, it's damn good.
Yeah, I no problem with that. You going to bring any in tomorrow?
No. Dude, I don't got deep pockets. Those things ain't cheap. And they come in 2-pack.
Oh, man. Wow.
We're going to eat them both tonight.
Oh.
Good on you.
All right, thanks. Man. Well, let's talk about Hot Pockets. Definitely not a burger, but it's a delicious treat. And guy decided, I need to eat my Hot Pocket, but I have nowhere to heat it up. It's 3:30 in the morning. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break into a Wells Fargo bank in San Diego to do what I need to do, and that's heat up a Hot Pocket.
I appreciate that he didn't break into somebody's house, at least.
Right. You know, he broke a window to get inside the bank after hours. He was not there to rob anything, not to take any of the money. Nope, he just needed to use their microwave in their break room so he could heat up some Hot Pockets. The cops showed up. Of course, they're like, hey, what the hell are you doing? Was it worth breaking into a bank just to heat up some Hot Pockets? And here's the guy talking about it. And at one point, he actually breaks into the Hot Pockets jingle.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Order for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hot Pocket. I love that guy. That guy is my new friend.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy knows how to live.
Oh, going back to burgers, how about a place called Billy's Burgerland recently had to deal with something in Pennsylvania because they decided to open back up. Some people were not happy with the fact that they're opening back up, and one guy decided to grab a Mountain Dew bottle, fill it with stuff.
Stuff.
Number two.
Oh, number two in a Mountain Dew. See, I would have thought it was number one since it looked like it'd be a Mountain Dew.
And then flung it at the burger place.
Nobody needs that.
Well, here's one witness talking about it.
I said to my husband, this virus is scary. What so is that? Anybody who can do something like that is a scary person.
Yeah. I say that guy's scarier than COVID.
Yeah, at that point, if you're upset that they are violating the COVID rules, you throwing your feces at somebody is also violating the COVID rules. You know what I mean?
You're not helping the cause.
No, you're really not.
Just put a mask on, dude.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, put on a diaper.
Unrelated.
Yes?
How bad is it to be a Cleveland Browns fan?
Oh, I love this.
Did you hear this?
It's a good
story?
Segue.
Jadeveon Clowney, who played with the Seahawks last season, does not look like he's coming back because he wants a lot of money, more than the team wants to spring. Apparently, they're saying that he wants as much as $20 million per season.
Whoa.
And he's waiting out for a team that potentially has playoff aspirations to pick him up. One team that does want him is the Cleveland Browns. Apparently, they were willing to back up the truck and offer him a lot of money. And according to Pro Football Talk, they say that they made an aggressive offer to Jadeveon, and he said no. And they believe it's because they're the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
How about that, man? They're willing to offer you the cash that maybe you want or close to it, and you're like, nah, I don't want to play with that team.
I wish I knew. Do you know, I would like to know how much the Hawks were offering him if he, I mean, because that's the team you want to be on.
You would think, but it doesn't look likely because, you know, like, it's just, at this point, you'd think they would have gotten him back by now.
At some point, and look, Cleveland is trying to get better, and they can't get better until they get a guy like him and other people like him.
They got some good players, but I mean, they've gone through a lot of coaches, and obviously it's for a guy that maybe it's towards the end of his career, or, I mean, not that he's that old. I mean, he's still got plenty of gas in his tank, but he wants a lot of money, and he wants to play for a contender.
Okay.
As far as weather, 76 degrees today. A perfect day to enjoy yourself a burger. That's the Mix Report, and that's what's up.
Some good news for Danny, maybe. Walt Disney World has just announced, okay, here's when we're looking to reopen. Mm. All right, Danny, here's the date you're looking for. Mm. July 11th. That's not good enough for you.
I wish it was Disneyland, not Disney World.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
It is a long flight to Florida.
Flights are practically empty, so you'd be very good chance of just living in a lap of luxury while flying there.
That's true, but...
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about going to, like, any kind of amusement park. It's scary to me to think about, like, going and sitting on a roller coaster where a bunch of other people are sitting.
Really?
So I might have to wait until at least August.
See, I'm willing to move. It's all about moving forward. The minute the parks are open, sign me up.
All right.
Because
really?
Less people.
Well, you're right
That's
about that.
True. No lines.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Or limited lines.
Yeah.
If you can get by what Danny's going through and you can be more like Steve, you're going to have a fun time for a while.
I'll just lube myself up with hand sanitizer and I'm ready to rock.
Well, why is that different than any other time you go to the park?
It's not. I'm just, you know, making it more clear.
Existing ticket holders and annual pass holders and those with Disney Resort hotel reservations will be able to make reservation requests before new tickets are sold. And just like other theme parks that have announced their reopening plans, Disney World visitors will undergo a temperature check and be required to wear face masks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But what about when you get that cool picture while you're on the roller coaster? You can't see your mouth open, screaming in fear.
No, that's a, that, yeah.
You have to time it, pull it down, be like, ah!
No, you get a mask that has that face on it, so you're always screaming in fear.
You know they're gonna make a buttload of cash on like Mickey masks.
Goofy
masks. Absolutely.
Disney Shop is already doing that.
They said they're going to provide masks for people who do not bring their own, but that word provide, I don't know, is there a cost involved? How could there not be?
Or those just won't be fun masks. They'll be just like boring masks.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. If they don't have Disney themed masks ready to go, that's just insane.
Oh, someone says flights aren't empty. My wife just flew to Seattle. The planes were full.
Well, it depends on the airline because I know that Alaska is not booking middle seats.
Yeah.
I know that. But again, I know other airlines are just doing whatever they're doing, which is really, again, fascinating to me that. Some people are on a page and some people aren't on a page. It's a real interesting page that people are on.
So a park opens, would you do it? You're not an amusement park guy, though.
Oh, I would still...
You like to walk around.
I would go to Star Wars.
Yeah?
There's parts of the amusement park I want to do. I want to go to that Star Wars experience. I would go to that in a heartbeat.
Oh, you could ride that a bunch of times, probably.
Yeah, because I'm thinking this is the opportunity.
And I bet they'll sell you like a Darth Vader mask.
Oh,
or a Baby Yoda mask.
That'd be so cool. The Darth Vader mask is... I'm going to go buy the mask.
Especially if they had like a little sound box on it, and then it could be like,
oh yeah, oh yeah. Now you're talking. I'll pay a little extra for that.
Let's do this.
I'm not seeing Darth Vader, but I do see Baby Yoda and R2-D2 masks.
What does the R2-D2 mask look like? Oh, that's it.
Oh, Vicky saw the Baby Yoda one.
Oh, forget it. I had those sheets and sleeping bag of the one, the Star Wars one. The characters.
Yeah,
that's the exact one.
Nice.
See, now you can wear it on your face.
That's so cool.
See, Steve's going. Now, I will tell you this, that high-touch experiences such as character meet and greets and playgrounds, they will be temporarily suspended. And the parks.
What if Mickey wears a mask?
Well, he already has a mask.
Well, no, he should have a mask on his mask.
Oh, that's, you know what? I mean, totally I have no protected. Problem with... Redundancy is an important thing. I'll take
How
it.
How funny would that be? Like Chewbacca's walking around, and it's something like, he's got a mask on.
That was really good. You know, Chewbacca with a mask on. There you go. Well, that's a different kind of mask that Chewbacca needs there. They're going to have reduced capacity, temporarily suspend parades and other events that attract crowds.
See, I don't care about the parade, so that's fine by me. I wouldn't be missing anything.
I don't know how this is going to be because I really don't want to wait in line at Costco. You know what I mean? Like to get in. Even though it's reduced capacity, there are a lot of people like you, Steve, and I bet there will still be lines, but you're going to be waiting outside to even get in maybe.
Well, the lines will seem longer because they'll have them spread out. Like we had to go to Trader Joe's the other day over the weekend, and when we first pulled up, you're like, oh my gosh, this line's forever. But then when you really do the math, it's like 8 or 9 people in front of us, but because of the 6 feet, you know, distance. So we waited maybe 10 minutes tops. It's just like you're just not used to waiting in line for a Costco or for a Trader Joe's. But the best part was my wife had like allergies, you know, and that Cottonwood's just wrecking her right now.
Yeah.
And had a tickle in her throat. And she was so panicked because she had a cough, but, you know,
You don't want to.
You're in line.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you have allergies. And I'm just dying. I'm like, cough, do it. Come on. Let's create some havoc. You know, but and she didn't.
Oh, man, she's tough.
But I'm just a troll.
Yeah, you are.
I know she's not sick.
But it's, they don't.
I know. I know.
Yeah, and I can appreciate with your wife because I have allergies, too. And it's like, I don't want to be the guy that you can't come in because you just coughed.
Right.
Plus, you're super old, so everyone just thinks that you've got everything.
Super old? Let's just say that super is that. That's not my superpower.
Oh, being old isn't your superpower?
No, it really isn't. Let's come up with another one.
All right.
Super old. You don't ever
super
see
super old.
Yeah, you don't see him saving much.
With your trusty sidekick.
He's saving deals at the buffet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm saving deals at the early bird. That's what I'm doing.
Right? And you beat people with your cane?
Yeah.
Your walker.
Yeah, my walker.
Okay. It's like Inspector Gadget. The walker turns into like a sword.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, nice.
This is the hero I've always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Super old.
Right. And then you can also swing your boys because they're like all the way down.
Oh, yeah. They're like bolos.
It wasn't good before, but boy, now it's amazing.
Yeah, I love this whole
Bolo thing. Man.
Bolo man. Yeah, thanks,
or
guys.
His trusty sidekick, Bolo boy.
And Bolo boys, literally. All right, well, anyway, congratulations, Disney.
Did you see, Rev sent me this video, and it's the greatest video ever. It's in the Netherlands because, you know, obviously nobody's on roller coasters and things are closed.
Yeah.
Whoever worked at this place, they took a bunch of teddy bears and put them in the roller coasters and did video of it. And it's just like these big-ass teddy bears.
They look amazing.
It's fantastic.
They look real. I mean, yeah. Not like real bears, but like they look like they're really enjoying the roller coaster.
Yeah, you're right. Their arms are going up. And, yeah, that's awesome. The wind.
They look like Ted's family.
Yes.
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 That is so cool.
Where's Marky Mark?
He's the one filming.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Holding it back, yeah.
That is a really fun video.
Right?
Yeah.
It's right. Stupid, but it made my day.
You're welcome.
That's usually what happens with the internets. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Steve, he eventually did get this one right.
Espresso mixed with hot water is better known as what coffee drink?
My wife hooks that up every day. So I don't know the name of it. Cappuccino?
No.
She boils water and does some stuff. Yeah. And espresso?
No.
Nope.
Espresso's mixed in with it.
Yeah.
A coffee?
Americano.
Yes. Wow.
What coffee?
Oh,
well,
yeah. He said a coffee.
It doesn't matter. You win anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what? And Steve just flexed. Like, oh, I'm amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Feel the power.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, you'll have to get by super old first.
Yes.
206
Polo boy.
And Polo boys, yeah. 206-421 Rock. We're playing Beat Mix at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.